It's funny. The whole time I've had this job, I've always been so certain of what I do, of what I see. Even Thursday night, I never had a doubt. I sat there, lined up my shot, and pulled the trigger. Then I told myself I didn't have any other choice. What a load of horse shit, he expelled now. As if in 15 minutes or less, I could really know or understand what was going on inside our family.
Don't do this, Bobby.
Do what?
Give up. Blame yourself. Crap out. It's what you do. You're one of the smartest guys on the force, but you never became a detective. Why is that?
I like being on stop.
You gave up. You and me, a great 2 years together. But here we are, doing an awkward farewell in the middle of a coffee shop. I don't think we don't have enough in common. I don't think this has to end. But I also know it's over, because you gave up.
That's not fair.
You're a good guy, Bobby. One of the best I've ever known. But there's something dark in you. Something angry. For every step forward, you take 2 steps back. It's as if half of you genuinely wants to be happy, but the other half won't let go. You want to be angry, Bobby. You need it somehow.
He pushed his chair back.
I should be going.
Her gaze was dead on. Yes, run away.
Hey, I do not want to go to prison.
He was suddenly impatient.
You don't understand. The truth doesn't matter to a guy like Judge Gagnon. He can take any fact and twist it to be what he needs it to be. If I want to get out of jail, I gotta trade in another life. And I won't do that.
Catherine Gagnon? Susan guessed softly.
He thinned his lips, not denying it, and Susan slowly but surely shook her head.
I don't know, Bobby. Sounds to me like you remember Catherine better than you think. Sounds to me like she made quite an impression.
Not at the cocktail party,
he countered harshly.
Not when you were with me.
Susan had always been smart.
Oh, God, Bobby. What exactly was it that you saw on Thursday night?